So joining me today, a good friend of mine, Whitney Dean, and Whitney is now becoming the producing queen in Calgary for a talk station at QR77, right?
Yes.
Okay. A goddess of the airwaves, we now call you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's right on my business card. My boss would love to hear that.
Okay, and I've been watching Whitney's career, and it's just red hot. She's doing amazing work right now, and so I had to connect with you finally again and see how things are going in the talk world, because we have a lot of people who are trying to, you know, they want to get interviewed on radio, and they want to do a great job, and I thought, well, you're the one who's dealing with them every day in the talk world. How is talk radio different than music-driven radio?
Well, I have to admit, we get a lot of books across our desk every single day, and a lot of press releases as well, or people pitching us books or topics that they want to talk about. And because we give people a bigger, slot to fill, because in music, let's face it, you get 3 to 4 minutes, you're looking for quick hits, and you're looking to get in and out with your message, and that's it. Because you don't want to waste the jock's time. They only have so much amount of time because they need to get back to the music. But for talk shows, we get a bit more time, and we want to learn about you. We want to learn about the book, and we want to learn about the subject. And a lot of times, we might be calling on you. It's not always you calling on us, because we need experts a lot of times on very short notice to give us their expertise.
Okay, so let's talk about, you know, people are pitching you. So how are they doing that? Is it emails, faxes, or phone calls?
For the most part, it is emails, with some people mailing their books out to us that they already think that we might be interested in. So email, to me, is the best way. I always feel badly for someone who sent out a book where there's no way that I'm going to book that type of interview. It just doesn't fit with the show, and this person has wasted the time and the expense in sending a book to us. So I always feel poorly about that. I will say, though, send an email. Send it with an interesting subject line, but it doesn't have to be super snappy. Like, snappy is great and interesting, but it's also, to me, because I'm getting bombarded with emails all day. I'm getting hundreds of emails, and what I really want to know is really to the point as well. And so when you're giving me the information in your emails, as much to the point as possible, I mean, be clever, promote yourself, promote your ideas, but it just needs to be snappy.
I know for myself, when I look at the headline, I can almost tell right from the headline, subject line, whether I'm going to book somebody or not.
I have to admit, and I know this sounds really mean, but there are times where I see the subject line, it's like, meh, delete.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I go through, it'll be like 5 or 10 emails, delete, 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 delete.
Yeah.
And on top of that, if your type of expertise, if you're a professor or someone who's done a lot of studies on something, or even on life pieces, I also find that if you can tie it in with a news item that's happened within the past couple days or the past few weeks or even months, if you can tie it into a topic like that, I'm way more likely to open up that email, because I'm probably looking for someone that day, or I'm going to at least print off that email and put it in a file to tell myself I need to look at that a little bit later, or I need to keep that person in mind for future consideration for other topics that might come up.
Yeah, I like people just becoming a resource to me, so that I have them in my file, so that if something comes up, I know I can contact them. Now, you produce probably one of the biggest talk guys in Western Canada, but you're also on the air as well, and you do some fill-in spots, and you've been doing a lot of shows lately. What is it that makes a great interview for you?
A great interview for me is, first of all, no one-word answers, because that is the kiss of death. When someone says yes, no, and doesn't elaborate even 5 or 10 words, it's just like, oh, that interview's going down the tubes. Oh, and you're, as for me, you're just sitting there with your head in your hands on live radio, like, wow, this is going to be a fun half hour. Because there's two types of talk shows. There's some that are during morning and afternoon drive, where you're going to only have 3 or 4 minutes with your host. It's quick. It's just a inform listeners about what's going on that day and get out. But there's also long format journalism, and that's what I've tended to work on mostly. With long format, you have a half hour. So you have about, minus commercial breaks and news, anywhere between 15 to 17 minutes to talk with that person. So you kind of need to formulate how you're going to answer someone if you have a long or short interview. And when you have a long interview, I say, like, go for it. If you've got a lot to say, spew it all out, because the person on the other end, the host, is totally happy to have you, you know, talk as long as you want, because that's less talk that they have to do and less digging that they have to do from you as well. And also just making it a conversation. I have a really hard time with, and this really hits at a lot of people from who are very educated, the information I need from them is, and the information sometimes they give me is great, but the delivery is dull, monotonous, and they can't seem to take a joke or have some fun with the studies or with the information that they're giving. It's as if they've just lost all sense of humor. And sometimes you need a sense of humor.
Great advice. I mean, this is the stuff that people need to know. This is the real stuff from real producers, people who are on the air doing this every day. Well, at the end of the interview, I mean, these interviews can live on as well, especially nowadays. Do you guys put these interviews up on the web, podcasting, et cetera?
Yeah, we usually take the best interview in the show. If you are someone who is personable, that comes across the air as someone that others want to be friends with or get to know or want to know more about their information, that's probably the person that who's going to end up on the podcast, which means your interview is going to be on there for a few months. Wow.
So make it great. And give great content. It's always about the content, never about selling.
Yeah, and definitely. And that's the other thing, too. And I will say this, is that you will instantly be on the banned list if you start talking about, well, in my book. If you do it over and over and over again, it's just like, yeah, that's it. You're probably going to be cut off early by the host. As hosts, we're now being told constantly by our program directors, don't make your interviews long if they're not interesting. So guess what? If you're not interesting or you sound like you're starting to be an infomercial, the interview, maybe the producer said the interview was going to go 15 minutes. Well, now you're cut down to 5 or 7 minutes because the host is just like, you know, this is boring, or you're turning into an infomercial.
Terrific. Any final advice you want to pass on?
I just want to say, you know, tie it in to news if you can for news talk. But also I will say that especially for a lot of lifestyle pieces, a lot of news talks are getting into more lighter lifestyle pieces and fun pieces. Don't be afraid to go after news talk for that type of information. They want to learn about that stuff as well. And especially, and this is just an insider note, summer and Christmas are really hard times for us to find guests and find topics. If you want to make sure that you're going to be on, pitch us something in June or July, pitch us something in November or December, and you have a way better chance of getting on, just because there's just less material out there, and we have a lot of spots to fill and need a lot of guests. So that's also a good just a tip for people to know.
That's a great advice. Whitney, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure connecting with you again.
Thanks, Wayne.